Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 44th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just remember that Jacob is running now for his life. When we get to Genesis chapter number 28, Mom told Jacob that you need to leave and go to Uncle Laban's house in Haran. We see that back up in verse 43 in chapter 27, because Esau is going to kill his own brother, because of what had taken place about the blessings and all. Well, Mama says, you need to go to my brother's house, Laban, and he'll take care of you there. And look in verse number 44, and tarry with him a few days, just a few days. Well, it turned out he was there 20 years. Remember, this is how we closed last week, our Sunday school lesson. He wasn't there a few days. He was there 20 years, and never again would he see his mama or his dad. We're going to begin in verse chapter number 28, where again, Isaac blesses Jacob. Isaac, after see where he messed up with Esau, well, in chapter number 28, Rebekah told her husband Isaac, Jacob's got to get out of here. Esau's going to kill him. So I'm sending him back to my, remember that's where Rebekah came from. I'm sending him back to our place, and it's Abraham, who was Isaac's dad. It's his home place. So I'm sending him back to the home place, to the family there. And so Isaac called Jacob to bless him one more time. That's what we're going to read in chapter number 28. And to charge him not to take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, as his brother Esau did. And Isaac repeated the same blessing that he had received from God. I won't have time to get all the same blessing. Genesis chapter number 26. That he had received from God, Isaac just reiterated it, if you will, to Jacob. Gave him that same blessing. And we're going to read that. And then the one that was given to his father, Abraham, in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. And we'll look at that in just a minute. Jacob was promised a land. He was promised a nation. And he was promised a blessing. We're about to read it. So, in verse number 5, Isaac sent Jacob away. Tragically, this was the last time Jacob would see his father and his mother. In verse number 1, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Remember, he'd already blessed him. But this time, Isaac realized, like a light came on, well, this is of God. So I want to bless him again, giving these blessings, kind of to reinforce, so to speak, the blessings. And he charged him, said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, obviously as Esau did. And by the way, he didn't finish chapter number 27. Esau actually went and married the daughter of Ishmael, which was his uncle, Abraham. It would have been Isaac. Remember Isaac and Ishmael? Okay. He went to Ishmael's home. Ishmael was dead by now. And he married one of Ishmael's daughters, thinking somehow that would put him back in good graces with dad. Following? So this Esau's had three wives. Two from the pagans. And the third one we read, you would read in chapter number 27. No, verse number 8. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse number 8, he went and married the daughter of Ishmael, somehow to get into good graces with his dad, but too little, too late. Anyway, let's read verse number 2. Arise, go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Again, they're keeping it all in the family. This would be literally his cousin. He would marry his cousin. And we think it's strange today, and I don't recommend you marrying your cousin today. But you figure this was 4,000 years ago when all this taken place. And the genetics and the DNA were so different than it was now. And I won't get into all that. But if I have to be careful. There's a show, I've only watched it one time, on the History Channel or something, about those guys up in West Virginia or somewhere at the hills. And they all kind of intermarry, these like hillbillies or something, and they're all kind of deformed and all the Oh, the, what's the name of that show? No, not, just hush, it's not the Hatfields and McCoys. No. No, they were just, what's the name of that show? I forget, but anyway, they're really strange people. Their mind's not right and all, but that's that interbreeding among the, back then, it was completely different 4,000 years ago. So he went and married a cousin, and we'll find out. Matter of fact, Lee and Rachel, I can't wait to give that story. Started to work for Laban as your uncle, and that's another time. We'll talk next week or two about that. But anyway, that's where he went. Verse number 3, and Isaac is blessing Jacob. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful, multiply thee, and thou mayest be a multitude of people. That's the nation. You're going to have a many nations, a great nation, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee. It's passing down. It's going on. That promised seed is going to continue on, and it's going to continue through Jacob, not through Esau. To thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. So Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went, and we see the rest of that verse. So he left, and he never saw his mom and dad again. He's gone for about 20 years, okay? Now, verse number 6 through 9. Let me just touch on this because I got a lot going on. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob again, and sent him away to take him a wife. So he knew then that he couldn't kill his brother. He blessed him, and he's gone, all right? And so as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse number 7, and Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and Esau knew this. Jacob's getting all the blessings because he obeyed mom and dad. Kids, you know, be blessed of the Lord. Children, obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord. Honor your father and mother. I mean, all these things. Matter of fact, these were the first verses we taught all of our little kids growing up. Y'all teach Owen that. He should have that one. Children, obey your parents. This is right in the Lord. Honor your father and your mother. Well, Jacob did that, okay? Esau saw, well, he sure messed up. And Esau, verse number 8, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not his father. Verse number 9, remember, these were pagan wives. They had turned his heart away from the true and the living God. Again, I mentioned to you, make sure you marry somebody who's saved. Make sure. If not, they'll turn. Very rare is it where somebody will marry a spouse who's lost, and in their mind, well, I'm going to turn them to the Lord. Very rare does that happen. Normally, it's the other way. They pull them away from God. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule to that. But anyway, we see that verse number 9, Esau went unto Ishmael, which would be his uncle. Ishmael's dead by now, and took unto him the wives which he had. And it was the sister of Naboth. I'm glad y'all don't name your kids these names anymore. I just had to call him John or Sam or something, you know. But anyway, this guy's name, actually it was Ishmael's firstborn. This guy that was the sister of Naboth, to be his wife. So it literally was his cousin. Then verse number 10, Jacob had a dream. Now this dream that that we're going to read about is nothing like what that tomorrow people are celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. God bless him and all. And one of his favorite, the most famous speeches was, "I have a dream." Remember that? You know, "I have a dream." And he'd mentioned all these, you know, all the thing about the children playing together and all the nation, all dream. Well, this ain't that kind of a dream. Okay, in this dream, Jacob, God actually appeared unto Jacob.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday as the Inspirations will be with us in concert. That's February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.